Now, what's the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. And, now, what about the kind that you buy and then you slice it yourself then to eat with your eggs? What do you call that when you buy it before it's sliced?
Ham.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, some bologna.
No, I'm talking about something that you'd eat with eggs. It's the same thing, but you buy it and then slice it thin.
Sausage?
Okay. I think what I'm talking about, bacon that's already, that isn't sliced yet, would you still just...
Buy the big long piece and then slice it thin as you want it.
Okay.
You like thick bacon.
That's good. And what do you call the man who kills and sells the meat?
Butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, it starts to rust.
Oh.
Yeah. And so you say that it's done what? If it gets that way, you say that it's done what?
Ruined.
Okay.
Spoiled. All
right. Now, after you butcher a hog, did you ever make anything from the meat, from its head?
Makes sound.
Okay. And,
very good, too.
Remember people calling it anything else back in those days?
No, I don't think I did. I remember sound. I know it's good.
Okay.
My sister used to put meat in. Get the hog head, you know, and put it there. I want some of the pieces. And then we'd strain it in a big strainer. They'd get all the bones out of the liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever she's putting in it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In it.
What do you call a dish that you prepare by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Cook it and grind it up.
Cook it and grind it up.
Uh-huh, hog's liver. What do you call that dish that you make?
Well, now, liver, I don't know what I could make out of it ground up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Chicken there and boil it in and let it be on frying.
Yeah. I'm just talking about hogs right
now. But hogs, you make the outside of it, you can make sausage, and meat sausage. You find you get something. I don't have to get it or what it is. But all of that stuff they use in that fast, between some people don't eat it. But, I didn't have to get mad at that.
Okay. Now, did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No. You talking about no blood right here.
Okay.
Make me sick.
Now, did you ever take the juice from the souse or the head cheese or whatever and stir it up with cornmeal?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some hog meat and cook it?
Yeah.
And then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it?